And welcome back to another installment of Andromeda. It is 4:03 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Andrew Fellows, and today we're going to be hearing some Baroque pop. Some pop with a little flavor of classical, with a little strings, and some fun, complex arrangements and things like that. We're mostly keeping it on the softer side this surprisingly dark November afternoon. A little bit depressing that I'm going to be walking out of this building into the total darkness of winter. But that's the way it has to be, I suppose, under daylight savings time. And that'll be about it. We'll have a poem of some topical nature. We'll have a couple of announcements and that sort of things, but mostly just keeping it to the music today. And that was a cover of The Killing Moon, originally done by Echo and the Bunnymen, and that was a cover by Nouvelle Vague, New Wave in French, of course. And just a taste of the kind of Baroque pop arrangement that you tend to hear. So with that, we'll continue it with a little bit of a band called Blonde Redhead. And this is a song called Elephant Woman. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. this accident that happened. Follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional. Landscape.
And we're back with a song from Björk, absolutely monumental song, Joga, from the album Homogenic, which which is amazing, amazing, amazing album. Probably her best album. And then before that we heard Elephant Woman from Blonde Redhead, a band that I somewhat associate with Bjork. They're sort of in the same vein of things, but they go their different directions within Baroque pop. And of course you can hear the strings that are both very prominent on those songs, but that doesn't have to be what defines Baroque pop. We can sort of have a lot of different things going on. So now we'll hear something from Adrienne Lenker, who is one of the members of the band Big Thief, who just released her second solo album. It's called Songs, and the song from it that I'm about to play is called Anything. It's a beautiful little composition. Very nice. Hope you enjoy.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and you liked it for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. It's come back.
Alright then, just heard another couple of songs that are a little bit similar to each other in their sound. First we heard a newer song from Adrienne Lenker that was Anything from her album Songs. And then following that we heard an older song from the Canadian indie band Broken Social Scene, Anthems for a 17-year-old Girl from You Forgotten People. From 2003. And with that, we'll do our PSA for today. Well, we've got a couple of PSAs. We've got an official one and then a little unofficial one. We'll start with the official one. This is the Winter Health PSA. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing, and if possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are too sick to help prevent spreading your illnesses to others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, that seemed a little bit appropriate, seeing as we might be looking at an upcoming uptick in the number of cases in the community. So keep that in mind. And another thing to keep in mind is that if you haven't already voted, and if you are able and willing, or if you are capable of voting in the state of Massachusetts or anywhere in this country, please take your time to complete that if you haven't. If you've been putting it off, get it done now. There's usually an option to either vote early or complete your mail-in or drop-off ballot, so definitely get that done while you still can before it is in fact too late, because it will be too late quite soon, in about 2 days. Hard to believe. All right, well, with that, let's get back to the Baroque Pop. Let's go a little bit older. Let's go late 60s, early 70s. Gonna listen to some early King Crimson, and then a project that's related to King Crimson. A couple of members of the band departed in the early 70s and then formed their own little group called McDonald and Giles. And before getting into the really, like, proggy stuff, they were actually quite a great Baroque pop band. So with that, let's hear some early King Crimson. This is the first version of the song I Talk to the Wind, which later appeared on the amazing album In the Court of the Crimson King. This is the 1968 version featuring female vocals that appeared on several compilations and was dug up far after its release. So here we go. Let's get it going.
I've been there. Are dampening. The sand.
Alright then. Well, we just heard four songs. Two of those that we just heard were the sort of traditional late 60s Baroque pop sound. Heard 5 a.m. by the Millennium from their album Begin, sort of inspired by today's daylight savings time situation. Felt like I woke up very, very early. And then before that, we heard Pretty Ballerina from the Left Bank, the B-side of Walk Away Renee. And then before that was McDonald and Giles, Flight of the Ibis, and King Crimson's I Talk to the Wind. So some King Crimson adjacent material going on there. And now let's move on to our poem. Let's do our weekly poem. This one's called The World Keeps Ending and the World Goes On by Franny Choi. Before the apocalypse, there was the apocalypse of boats. Boats of prisoners, boats cracking under sky iron, boats making corpses bloom like algae on the shore. Before the apocalypse, there was the apocalypse of the bombed mosque. There was the apocalypse of the taxi driver warped by flame. There was the apocalypse of the leaving and the having left, of my mother unsticking herself from her mother's grave as the plane barreled down the runway. Before the apocalypse, there was the apocalypse of planes. There was the apocalypse of pipelines legislating their way through sacred water, and the apocalypse of dogs. Before which was the apocalypse of the dogs and the hoses. Before which the apocalypse of dogs and slave catchers whose faces glowed by lantern light. Before the apocalypse of bees. The apocalypse of buses. Border fence apocalypse. Coat hanger apocalypse. Apocalypse in the textbooks, selective silences. There was the apocalypse of the settlement and the soda machine. The apocalypse of the settlement and the jars of scalps. There was the bedlam of the cannery. The radioactive rain. The chairless martyr demanding a name. I was born from an apocalypse, and I have come to tell you what I know, which is that the apocalypse began when Columbus praised God and lowered his anchor. It began when a continent was drawn into cutlets. It began when Kublai Khan told Marco, "Begin at the beginning." By the time the apocalypse began, the world had already ended. It ended every day for a century or two. It ended in another ending world spun in its place. It ended. And we woke up and ordered Greek coffees, drew the hot liquid through our teeth. As everywhere, the apocalypse rumbled. The apocalypse remembered. Our dear, beloved apocalypse. It drifted slowly from the trees all around us. So loud, we stopped hearing it. And that is our poem. Much to think about there, in that poem. With regard to our country and our lives. Sort of got me in a historical mood there. Been listening to some songs, specifically some Baroque pop songs that sort of harken back to the older days in a sort of mystical way. Sort of an idealized version of the past is something that I've noticed as a big theme of some of the older Baroque pop songs, and so I'm going to play two of those, if time permits, which it does. And so now we'll hear a song from John Cale and a song from The Divine Comedy here on WMFO.
Come to claim you with my iron drum, la 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 la. Back in the day, you had been part of the smart set. You'd holidayed with kings, dined out with starlets. From London to New York, Capferra to Capri. In perfume by Chanel and clothes by Givenchy, you sip Camparis with David and Peter at Noel's parties by Lake Geneva, scaling the dizzy heights of high society, armed only with a checkbook and a family tree. You chase the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you on your own and in the shade. An English lady of a certain age, and if a nice young man would buy you a drink, you'd say with a conspiratorial wink, you wouldn't think that I was 70. And he'd say, no, you couldn't be. You had to marry someone very, very rich so that you might be kept in the style to which you had all of your life been accustomed to, but that the socialists had taxed away from you. You gave him children, a girl and a boy, to keep your sanity. A nanny was employed, and when the time came they were sent away. Well, that was simply what you did in those days. You chased the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you on your own. And in an English lady of a certain age, and if a nice young man would buy you a drink, you'd say with a conspiratorial wink, you wouldn't think that I was 63. And he'll say, no, you couldn't be. Your son's in stocks and bonds and lives back in Surrey. Flies down once in a while and leaves in a hurry. Your daughter never finished her finishing school. Married a strange young man of whom you don't approve. Your husband's hollow heart gave out one Christmas day. He left the villa to his mistress in Marseille. And so you come here to escape your little flat, hoping someone will fill your glass and let you chat about how you chase the sun around the Côte d'Azur until the light of youth became obscure and left you all alone and in. An English lady of a certain age, and if a nice young man would buy you a drink, you'd say with a conspiratorial wink, you wouldn't think that I was 53. And you'd say, no, you couldn't be.
There we go. That was The Divine Comedy with A Lady of a Certain Age. Very sophisticated song. Kind of a contrast from some of the other stuff we've been hearing, and kind of nice to be transported to a different time, a different era, a different class, you know, dreaming of high society. That sort of thing. A little bit silly, but before that, we heard Paris 1919 from John Cale, who's also a very interesting musician. Sort of a similar vein there as well. To close out our hour for the most part, our hour of Baroque pop. It's been a pleasure to share this music with you all today, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place, for the same thing, but a different theme. And with that, I'll leave you with a classic, perhaps not of Baroque pop, but of folk in general and folk pop. This is the illustrious, the legend himself, Nick Drake, with Northern Sky, a perfect song to start off the month of November here in New England. And so that is where I will leave you. Good night, have a great week. Remember to vote. I know that you're all sick and tired of people telling you to vote, but it's important. You know, don't lose your head. Keep do what you can to stay calm this week. All right. See you soon.
I never held emotion in the palm of my hand. I felt felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree, but now you're here, bright in my northern sky.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
My Camaro is full of gas. Come on, let's see her run.